By your perseverance, you will secure your lives. Luke's Gospel, written about 50 or 60 years after Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, was narrating what actually happened to Jesus' followers. They were thrown out of their synagogues, imprisoned, and brought before civil authorities because they were followers of Jesus. And they lived in a time of change with a host of challenges, just as we are. Passages like today's must have encouraged and comforted them, as it might comfort us when our world collapses or events raise our fear levels. Jesus' words help us to see opportunities to live out of our faith and witness and give testimony to others. As Jesus summed it up, the endings, difficulties, and persecutions because of our faith will lead you to giving testimony. At the darkest times, suffering can provide opportunities for us to express our faith in God, our hope, which would raise questions from those around us. Where did you get your strength from? What makes you so hopeful? Just as Jesus said, this will lead you to giving witness. What was going through Jesus' mind, and what was on the disciples' mind? Despite all the disasters and personal afflictions, Jesus speaks words of confidence and consolation. Be not afraid. Can we rely on Jesus' words? Can we be strengthened and patiently endure based on his words when all else collapses around us? The biblical narratives describe what has happened as in today's gospel. What will happen? But we are not just reading the scriptures for the sake of learning history or predicting the future, but to learn how to interpret and to respond what is happening to us today and our world. We live, my brothers and sisters, then, within the verses of this chapter 21, verses 12 through 19, the time during which Jesus says to give testimony. These are difficult times that can humble the believer, make us aware of our individual and collective weaknesses and of our faith, but also encourage us to fall back on Jesus and his promises to us that we will endure and secure our lives. Or as another translation says it, you will gain your souls. Allow me to relate a dream I had, inspired by a conversation with one of our parishioners named Dorothy. Dorothy is 100 years old. And during our conversation, Dorothy related to me some of the ways in which her long life of faith has been one of praying individually and with her Catholic parish, Holy Trinity, at times of changes and challenges that she experienced the last few decades. I found wisdom in Dorothy's words, so I imagined speaking with other parishioners who gave me a perspective. My conversation led me to meet three parishioners. First, I imagined speaking with Thomas. Thomas, a parishioner who was born and baptized in 1794, when the parish was first assembled, and who shared his experiences with me with what it was like when he was 20 years old, when the British burned this city of Washington. And he spoke about when that sense of desolation, how did he survive? He spoke of then how the pastor, Father Neil, brought the small parish together and encouraged them to have faith. Be not afraid, Father Neil said, and believe in the United States of America, with the emphasis on states. In my reverie, I next encountered a woman by the name of Elizabeth, who was born and baptized at Holy Trinity in 1840. And at the age of 22 years old, she served as a nurse in the Civil War. And she related to me how stories of how the pastor then, Father Joseph Ashwanden, and the parishioners worked with her as they labored among the wounded and dying in this very space. You see, after the Battle of Antietam, this church was the hospital. And Father Ashwanden, in his care for the wounded Union soldiers and those who were dying, also cared for the parishioners. And he would say, "Be not afraid and believe in the United States of America," with the emphasis on united. A third conversation occurred with a gentleman named Edward, who was born and baptized in this parish in 1900 and who served in the First World War. Edward informed me that during the First World War and afterwards, the pastor then, Father Eugene MacDonald, or as they lovingly called him, Father Mac, would assemble the community and remind the community that more than 100 parishioners served in the First World War and some died. And Father Mac drew the parishioners together, and he too would say, "Be not afraid and believe in the United States of America," with the emphasis on America. My reverie ended with the return to our parishioner Dorothy and her wisdom about how our parish has been a means for support during the many personal and national trials and times of change. Like the other three parishioners, Dorothy reinforced that historical perspective that our faith gives us so that we can testify of God's presence in our world. That through her individual and collective prayer in this parish was the source of support for her during her 100 years. My brothers and sisters, as a parish founded as our nation was being born, let us be encouraged by the faith and testimonies of the parishioners who preceded us, as well as by our ancestors in faith, that together we will not only secure, but increase our soul, and so doing, give hope to the soul of the United States of America. My brothers and sisters, do not be afraid, but believe in the good peoples of the United States of America.